This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
People talking just the other day. Welcome back to Primetime. It's time to start our NFL niçoise and the NFL story du jour, some ugly stories coming out of Chicago.
It's just such a, this is a bad look.
It's not uncommon.
It's just bad.
That in sports or just in life, when things are bad at one stop somewhere, the details of that come out later.
Sure.
The problem with that is Caleb Williams is entering his second year with the Chicago Bears. And Seth Wickersham is writing a book about quarterbacks in general.
Yeah, it's called American Kings, A Biography of the Quarterback. Basically, we've talked about it a million times. It's the most important position in all of sports. Nothing's close to it. Nothing's. We talked about it with the Commanders. The Commanders went from being a completely irrelevant team to having as many primetime slot games as anyone. I think there's 11 marquee games that they're involved with. Why? They have Jaden Daniels. And that's what he's writing about. And for some reason,
so that's
these morons talk to him.
It's not even the Caleb Williams story. This is about quarterbacks in general, and he's talking to old and young and everywhere in between, successful, not, on the rise, what have you. And I don't know whether it was Williams or Williams' dad or
both.
A combination of both. But there is now plenty of information in this book about how much Caleb Williams did not want to go to Chicago.
No, and his dad, and we know the dad is, a little bit of a hands in the pie sort of guy. And we know this about Arch Manning. We know this about Deion Sanders. Who else? Kyler Murray's dad has had some of this.
Yeah, remember the whole Dan Patrick interview where he's like, can he answer that, dad? That whole thing?
And that's fine, right? Cam Newton's dad was a little bit, I get it, man. Everyone's got dads and they pry a little bit, but why? Why are you talking to someone about a book that isn't even about your son and some of the stuff in there? It just doesn't make any sense to me why they would. Why would they speak to this? Carr Williams, who's Caleb's father, and I quote in the book, Chicago is the place where quarterbacks go to die. Why?
So this is this. Wickersham wrote this. He said, quarterback Caleb Williams was so concerned about being picked by the Chicago Bears in 2024 that he and his family weighed blowing up the entire NFL draft, consulting with lawyers to figure out a way around the league's collective bargaining agreement while considering signing with the UFL. Details from the forthcoming book reveal, Chicago's the place where quarterbacks go to die. You said that from Carl Williams, Caleb's father. And then it goes on to say that Caleb told his father, I need to go to the Vikings. Let's do it, his father replied. But both Caleb and Carl knew that a trade to a division rival was extremely unlikely.
It's not going to happen.
Bears GM Ryan Pohl stood firm, telling Williams, we're drafting you no matter what. That left one option, to either publicly attack the Bears in the city of Chicago, hoping that it would make the situation untenable, similar to what Jack and John Elway had done with the Baltimore Colts in 83. And quote, he's worried about me taking bullets, Carl Williams told Wickersham about his son Caleb. I don't care. I just don't agree with this S, you know? I'm more interested in making sure that he can do what he wants to do, but Caleb was concerned that if they did try that and the Bears refused to trade him, it would be a tough situation in the end. Well, you have a tough situation now, buddy, now, because you told everybody about it.
You know, and it's one thing, I get it, because this isn't the first time. Steve Young hid in the USFL,
yep.
right, because he didn't
yep.
want to play for Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
John Elway famously was like, dude, I'm not going to the Colts, and threatened to go back, and I think he threatened to play baseball, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think he was drafted by the Yankees. Right?
I think that was his leverage. Eli Manning famously, they didn't want to mm-hmm. go to the Chargers. By
right.
the way, the reason that worked out is Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
Had that been a different class and Philip Rivers not been there, the Chargers would have held his feet to the fire. It just so happened that they were like, okay, we think it's pretty close between Philip Rivers and, dare I say, Philip Rivers was the better quarterback. He just ended up in a worse situation. So in that aspect, maybe the Manning family knew something. So this isn't unprecedented, but normally when you go scorched earth, it's because you're gone. And I know that the Bears... The Williams family decided not to go scorched earth. They kind of had this begrudging, fine, we'll do this.
But now they've told everybody how badly they wanted to go scorched earth because they hate the organization that drafted their son.
And I guess in some ways it's a little bit better because Shane Waldron, who caught a lot of bullets from this too, they wanted nothing to do with Shane Waldron, which again is not the worst thing in the world. And now you
sure.
got Ben Johnson, but you still have the organization. You still have the city.
You
still have the GM that drafted you. And the guys in the locker room. I just don't know why that you would want to, after an uneven rookie year, to say the least, uneven. And now they've dumped a ton of resources. They completely rebuilt your old line. You went out and spent draft capital on another receiver for you. You got three of them now.
Yep.
And you went out and got maybe the best pass catching tight end, not maybe the best pass catching tight end in the draft in Loveland. And maybe they're fine with the smoke and the pressure. This, I just don't see the value in adding a bullseye and kind of, I mean, waving your wang in the face of an entire city and an organization. Last time I checked, Bears fans are pretty, pretty passionate
and fickle. Like, if you go out and the first thing you do is throw an interception before a touchdown at your first game at home in the season, you're getting booed.
And then ultimately in the book, they come around to it and they're like, well, we don't want to nuke the city. And he basically says, I can rescue the city. I think I'm good enough that I can rescue the city.
What are you, Batman, and this is Gotham? What is going on here?
Yeah, boy, I just don't see why. And this, I'm not trying to throw anything at a younger generation, because again, this involves his dad too, but this kind of goes to my thing about, we were talking yesterday about how there seems to be a movement in this country where everything needs to be public. Like you are not we have an inability anymore to just shut your mouth.
Why would you just not keep that to yourself?
You spent an entire off season, by the way, fighting this narrative, and you said it wasn't true, and you said it was fine, I want to go to Chicago, I'm all in, 10 toes down, all of that stuff, only to then turn around and tell an author that everything you said was a lie, and you wanted everything in your power to not be there, and the only reason that you're there is because, one, you didn't think that you could get out of it, and two, you didn't want all the flack that was going to come your way, that you were kind of a coward and you didn't really feel that strongly about it, when all you had to do was just nothing.
And now
all you had to do was just shut up.
And the timing of this is terrible because it's going into the season before there isn't even football to talk about. So they're going to ask the coaching staff about it. They're going to ask Caleb about it. It's going to be something that comes up over and over again. How does this end? Does it? I mean,
you're on record saying that your division rival is the place. So I guess during this process, they got in Caleb Williams and his family got to meet Kevin O'Connell, the mm-hmm. Minnesota coach, and mm-hmm. who wouldn't want to play for Kevin O'Connell?
Yeah, he's an offensive genius.
But then you just decided you liked him so much, you're going to do anything you can to play for Minnesota.
Well, good luck.
Again, imagine if it came out that Scoot Henderson. And I guess we don't really, I mean, I guess it'd be like the late, if you found out that Scoot Henderson before the draft, and I think this is a pretty good comparison because Scoot didn't exactly light the world on fire, right?
Sure.
Dare we say an uneven start?
Yeah.
What if you found out that Scoot Henderson at three was doing everything in his power to not come to Portland, and the place he wanted to go more than any other place and was going to force his way if he had the ability was the Lakers? Do you think that would sit well with the city of Portland? You think everyone might be a little harder on Scoot?
And you know what? It's even fine to have wanted those things privately. There's no upside and no benefit to letting this out. Like, Wickersham's not paying them for this story. They just can't help themselves but share it.
I get it. Your wife's sister may be hotter and sluttier and cooler and doing all kinds of cool stuff that your wife isn't doing. And I totally get it. At the Flammy reunion or when you're sitting there at Thanksgiving, you're sitting over there looking at your the old sister-in-law. You know what you don't do?
Make a move?
You don't make... Well, I would say you don't go up to the dad and be like, you know what? Your other daughter. I know I'm with this one over here and she's fine, but man, let me tell you something. This other one over here, this is what I really wanted, but I was kind of afraid that if I said something, it might blow up the whole family. So I'm fine with your you know what? We're gonna be fine with your other daughter, but man, this one over here. You just eat the turkey and the stuffing and you shut your damn face and maybe you tell your best friend, gosh, I wish. And then you just stay quiet and you write it out. You don't go spilling the beans to the neighbors.
What's the age-old adage? You don't ask where you eat. Yeah. I mean, you are still playing there. You're still trying to win over that the city, the fan base, prove to the franchise they made the right choice, and now you're letting them know how much you thought they sucked before you got there.
I do think there is a spin zone, though, with it. And you can, like, as you read further into the article, it does talk about how Eberflus and Waldron didn't tell him what he needed to be
that's
watching
what I was get to
and
next,
how to help him and how to coach him on some of this stuff. And so if I'm the Williams, it's immediate PR spin and turn and say, it's not the city, it's not the front office, it's that coaching staff.
It's the way things were under this old regime, yeah.
But now you brought in Ben Johnson, he revived Jared Goff's career, like, look at what he did in Detroit. This is the place where he wanted to be because he wanted to be with me. I wanted to be with him. The only reason I said Minnesota was because I got to see Coach O'Connell. I never got to talk to Ben Johnson because he was in Detroit and they weren't going to take a QB. There is a spin zone around this, and there is a way that you can polish up this turd, but neither one of you are wrong in what he did was stupid, and you're going to see this more and more because you saw it this year with Shador. You saw it this year with Nico Emiliava at Tennessee. You're going to see it again and again because more and more people don't really have an issue sharing all of their opinions.
Yeah, and the thing that you referenced, I'll give you this excerpt too. It says the book also sheds light on his tumultuous rookie season in which both Eberflus and Waldron were fired because the Bears lost 10 straight games. At times, Williams said he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. Quote, no one told me what to watch. I just turned it on.
See, and I don't know. Remember, one side of the story, I find that
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Unlikely?
I find it unlikely. I'm not saying, look, whatever you think of Caleb Williams and the fall, this is the same dad, by the way, that was like the NFL is unconstitutional and the rookie scale and the CBA. And
yeah, he's one of those sports dads that can't help himself.
I by no means am an NFL veteran. I had a cup of coffee in it, but I have played high level football in college. I was in the NFL. I know a lot of guys. I have never. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. I find it hard to believe that the franchise quarterback that you drafted to save your job was given no instruction whatsoever. That didn't happen to me in high school. It didn't happen to me in college. I was the third damn string center in Denver and Tampa Bay and was never not given instruction on what to watch.
Yeah.
Never heard of that in my entire life. So am I saying that that is a lie? No, because I don't know. Maybe it really was that dysfunctional.
Could it be as simple as he watched film by himself a lot and thought he would get help or instruction? Like,
I find that incredibly hard to believe. And I just be careful, man.
Where there's smoke,
there was
fire.
A lot of this stuff about Caleb Williams coming out, and just I would just. The guy's uber talented. He did not light the world on fire, and he has no more excuses because he has one of the brightest minds in the NFL. They've given him every offensive weapon known to man, and it just kind of feels like it's never Caleb Williams' fault, and there's always something. Be wary of be wary of the really, really hot girl that always has something going on. She's a 10, and you put up with it because she's a 10, but there's always something. And it feels like with Caleb Williams, there's always something. And a lot of it, in my mind, is his own doing. So it's something.
A couple NFL teams shockingly didn't get any love in primetime when it comes to scheduling, plus some highlights from the social media Super Bowl that was the schedule releases yesterday. We'll get to that next. Primetime, SOB edition, 1080 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.